The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Hi, welcome to my first podcast. This is Lynn Marcus, and I am interviewing David Wolf about a new website that he's developed called Small Biz America Network. I'm doing this so that you can see how a podcast is a perfect extension of an email marketing campaign. David, why don't you tell us something about Small Biz America Network?
Hi, Lynn, and thanks for having me on your first podcast. This is just great because it shows folks how simple it is to record audio and then include it in an email newsletter. Small Biz America really started as the seed of this whole endeavor was a nationally syndicated radio feature that is still heard in about 75 to 80 markets across the U.S. Every day, weekdays, on a number of affiliate stations, and it was designed really to just capture the stories of small business people in their own words, and they tell their stories about their adventures, their misadventures, their challenges, their how they overcame some of them in their own words on a very short kind of traditional radio format. From there, I began to do longer format radio here in our market, which is New Mexico, Albuquerque market, on AGM radio. I had a weekend show. I also had a weekend show on Clear Channel, and decided that it wasn't feeling like there was an audience building in the ways that I had hoped in those venues with what we call terrestrial radio. So I took it online and began a streaming radio channel, which is now part of Small Biz America, and launched this new website. The entire media space consists of that streaming channel, plus a website which is designed to be a blog and a forum or series of forums and offer resources to small business people to help them do small business better, more profitably, and with a greater level of satisfaction. A subset, and I know we're going to talk about this today, is the what we call Pod Suite, which is a turnkey podcasting solution. It's part of the Small Biz America world.
Okay, David, how would you help a small business? How does your website help somebody get publicity or learn something about how to run their business better?
Well, the whole premise behind most of what we were doing, whether it's capturing stories of others or interviewing what I'll call big thinkers in small business, people like Michael Gerber or Laura Reese on branding or Tom Feltenstein on neighborhood marketing, any of these people that I'm interviewing, when a visitor comes to Small Biz America, they have the ability to look at an array of subjects that may or may not interest them, choose and search for installments of my podcast, which is the Small Biz Brain, which features all of these kinds of interviews. Inside of those interviews are amazing amazing insights from authors that are writing about doing small business and all of the challenges and how to overcome them. It can be in marketing, it could be finance, it could be an array of subjects. All about doing small business. So the first and most obvious thing that we have available as we launched the site, we're a plethora of, I love that word, a plethora of interviews with big thinkers in small business that can be shared with our audience, our visitors on the website. We're going to be developing an area called Marketplace, which will feature seminars, webinars, books, and resources that we recommend by some of our authors and others. It's a really kind of a shopping place for small business resources in a variety of different areas or disciplines. Each of the hosts that we'll be featuring on Small Biz America, aside from myself, as we grow our network, will have their own podcasts and their own blogs. So I think what we have, just to sort of close the loop on your question, Lynn, the key here is that there's a lot of knowledge capital available on Small Biz America, and a lot of ideas and new thinking and techniques and ways of doing things, be it marketing, financial, and onward, all relating to owning, operating, and your own small business.
That sounds really interesting, David. So you mean that a small business could use your website as their vehicle for generating podcasts, which you would record and handle all of the background, and have a blog, and sort of attach it to other things And they don't have to do any of the work. I mean, they have to think of what they have to say, but they certainly don't have to know the technology.
Right. The whole idea here, of course, and you and I know this, and I'm sure anyone listening to this knows, now that one of the barriers to this idea about doing audio as a podcast or having an ongoing series is this whole notion that you have to have a little recording studio and, you know, really do it professionally. Well, the whole idea behind PodSuite, this turnkey solution, was to be exactly that, a turnkey solution so that you can just add your content and not worry about how do we post it on iTunes, how do we put in nice music underneath, how do we have an announcer introducing you as the host, all these things making it feel like a real show, a real radio show podcast. We do all of those things. And some of them are distribution, and some of them are production-oriented in nature, so that what your range of concerns are as a podcast host on Small Biz America is, if you want to have guests, you book your guests, you give them a special code and an 800 number that they dial. All the recording happens in a conference call-like environment. We capture that audio after your show is produced, up to a 30-minute show per week, and we add the music and add the announcer and sort of do what we call we brand it in every way. We also create a graphic that goes with your show, like an art panel featuring a photo of you and the name of your show. And all of this stuff gets wrapped up, posted on Small Biz America on your own channel. If you look at our homepage, you would see shows, well, very shortly in December, that shows pull-down menu at the top will be populating a lot of our new hosts as they're coming online. So very exciting opportunity for experts, small business people, in that podcasting is a way that they can really reach their customers in a way that's different than just having folks read about them.
And David, I'm sitting here in my office,
yeah. And
you're sitting in yours, and I bet you're, what, a mile or two away, and this show is going to appear on the Internet. Don't you love it?
I love the net.
Yeah, great technology. Okay, so how can any of my subscribers take advantage of your services? They're all over the country. They may or may not have access to recording studios. They may or may not have a clue about how to do this. Do they call you? Do they call me? What should they do?
And thank you for that. I appreciate that, Lynn, and everything you're doing to help, you know, get the word out about PodSuite. You can visit us online at www.smallbizamerica.com. That's the first, probably most easy way to find us. And there's a whole page dedicated to podcasting under the Join Us menu in the nav bar on the home page. Alternately, you can contact me either by email, david@smallbizamerica.com. So it's david@smallbizamerica.com. Or you could call us, and this rings directly to me, even though it is an 800 number, a toll-free number, 888-415-5990, and that'll put you right in touch with me. We're still a very small startup now, so I am customer service, and I can answer any questions. I can walk a listener to this podcast through sort of what this looks like, what would be involved. Currently, we're pricing at $199 per month, plus a one-time fee of $199 to get it all set up, and that includes a lot of stuff, which I won't get into here, but everything extending from the production of the podcast, the creation of a graphic, the posting on iTunes so that people can subscribe to you through RSS there or on our website. And you mentioned the blog, and also we expect forums to be coming online as well, all a part of this entire endeavor for someone listening here.
And you're a true entrepreneur, and how long have you been live now? Three weeks?
Well, the site, the whole Small Biz America World started in late 2004, so it's been incubating. But the 2.0 version launched literally 3 weeks ago on the web. And
it's fabulous. So any of you listening, please call David. If you can't remember his information, call me. You can call me. You can contact me using my newsletter. And we hope to see you online soon, don't we, David?
Absolutely. I'd love to help you get the word out and help people find out the who behind your biz with the PodSuite.
So thank you very much, and book for me later in December or January on David's website.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.